KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies here in Atlantic. It's currently 56 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny and a high of 78. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. A 62-year-old Atlantic man has been charged with a misdemeanor after a June boat crash in southern Missouri killed another man. Miller County, Missouri prosecutor Ben Winfrey charged Kelly Weiss Monday with misdemeanor boating while intoxicated following a June crash between two boats on the Lake of the Ozarks. 39-year-old Jason Russell of Eugene, Missouri died in the collision. Four other people were injured. A probable cause statement from the Missouri State Highway Patrol says Weiss's boat collided with the boat Russell was riding in late on June 29th. Weiss reportedly said he didn't see the other boat coming until the last second. Test results determined Weiss had a blood alcohol content at 0.184%. He posted a $1,000 cash bond on Tuesday and has an initial court appearance set for September 11th. The City of Atlantic's Planning and Zoning Commission Tuesday evening voted 4-0 to approve a site plan for a Scooter's Coffee kiosk on East 7th Street. Three commissioners were absent from the meeting. Their vote came after about 20 minutes of discussion with Scooter's construction manager Dan Forsland, who explained the traffic flow would be manageable using the current Pork Chop or Y entrance and exit to the U.S. Cellular, Verizon, and McDonald's properties. The angled island separating the drive is owned by the City of Atlantic. Commissioner Doug Beerbohm, who called for a motion to approve the site plan and after further discussion, indicated having a coffee shop in Atlantic at the location chosen is a win-win for the company and the city.
Your concern is if there's too much traffic, people are going to say, hey, I don't want to go there and fight it. So you're going to lose out there. I don't see how we couldn't just approve it, because you're going to bring in revenue to the city, to the community. You're going to bring in tax money as far as on the property. That's two pluses.
Commissioner Teresa Richards said the detailed information Forsland presented during the meeting was very thorough and answers a lot of questions. Zoning and Commission Chair Roger Herring suggested the city work on making repairs to that entryway exit at the Y intersection.
In looking at that entrance, public access entrance there, there's some deterioration of the materials. The island there is falling apart, and I think it would behoove the city to dress that area up and look at that to certainly enhance that entryway and the exiting there. I'm truly supportive of the new business and look forward to having it. And if there's something that the city needs to do to really make that particular intersection and that island better, I would encourage us to do that.
Mayor Dave Jones attended the meeting and sat in the audience. He said the city would work to make the improvements to the island, including lane markers and extra signs if needed to help with traffic flow. Forsland spoke with reporters about the commission's decision after their meeting.
We're excited. I mean, I think there is tremendous opportunity here in Atlantic, especially coffee market. We're excited to be part of Atlantic.
He said the construction on the coffee kiosk will begin soon.
And as soon as we get the building permit, we'll be starting construction. Our goal is to open before Thanksgiving, maybe shortly after.
In other news, the Atlantic Police Department reports 6 arrests. Most recently on Monday, 42-year-old Amy Dole of Atlantic was arrested on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. There were 2 arrests also this past Sunday. 39-year-old Trevor Harris of Atlantic was arrested on a Shelby County warrant for violation of probation. And 36-year-old Serful Filon of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication, theft in the 5th degree, criminal mischief in the 4th, and burglary in the 3rd degrees. His arrest was the result of a burglary investigation at Nishna Hills Golf Course. Last Friday, 23-year-old Tyler Osborne of Atlantic was arrested for public intoxication. On August 20th, 18-year-old Jordan Frazier of Atlantic was arrested for domestic abuse assault resulting in injury, criminal mischief in the 4th degree, and possession of drug paraphernalia. On August 16th, 84-year-old Lyle Filkins of Atlantic was cited for harassment in the 3rd degree and subsequently released. And 18-year-old Rachel Stanley of Atlantic was arrested August 16th on a Cass County warrant for failure to appear. With the exception of Filkins, each of the other individuals were booked into the Cass County Jail. In our funeral announcements, Dean Leonard Klein, age 56 of Panama, died Sunday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Dean Klein will be today at 10:30 at St. Mary's of the Assumption in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Raymond LaVon Larson, age 92 of Lakeview and formerly of the Atlantic and Messina areas, died Sunday. A memorial service for Raymond Larson will be today at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Lakeview. Lampy Funeral Home of Lake City has the arrangements. Edward Bloom, age 81 of Harlan, died Sunday at the UNMC in Omaha. A massive Christian burial for Edward Bloom will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Panama. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Galen and Carolyn Pengraft Wiley have passed away. A joint graveside service for Galen and Carolyn Wiley will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery in Griswold. Recon Funeral Home of Griswold is assisting the family with arrangements. Abigail Rose Whitford, age 10, of Bellevue, Nebraska, died August 22nd at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Abigail Whitford will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at St. Columbkill Catholic Church in Papillion, Nebraska. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Barbara Bobby Harris, age 85, of Greenfield and formerly of Anita, died Monday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Bobby Harris will be held Saturday at 1 o'clock at the Messina Baptist Church. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Rex Livingston, age 90, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday at Greenfield Rehab and Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Rex Livingston are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Ruth McKinstry, age 85, of Harlan, died Monday at Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Ruth McKinstry are pending for a later date. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. And Ruth Thompson, age 94, who's formerly of Harlan, died Sunday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Services for Ruth Thompson are pending at Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.